Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we taught there is no sin that is beyond the almighty power of God to forgive. Now that is a good place to start today.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
So we've shown that really, chapter 1, the fellowship with God is always in light. So again, verse 9 and 10, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. So when you say, oh, I haven't sinned, I haven't done this, I haven't done that. Hey, what we're doing, the world likes people like this, and now the culture is different, so it's not sin. Well, you're calling God a liar. You're just an out-and-out calling God a liar. But if we confess our sins, now, look, that word confess, I heard that as a boy, means to say the same thing as God says about it. Now, I have on several occasions been involved with people who either verbally or in some other way do a wrong to either me or the church. And when they wanted to come back to fellowship, and I probably ended up wanting it with them more than they did with me, I had one thing that I required because it is the way God does it. When you come out, you confess to him because you've sinned against him, but don't make excuses to God. God, I wouldn't have sinned if you hadn't done this or that. Some blame Adam. That is not confession, making things right with God. Confession is taking full responsibility for my sin before God, saying, I was wrong, Lord. I need that cleansing blood. Look, 1 Samuel 15, Saul did this before Samuel, blaming the people. You don't blame the people. You don't blame the people. Your sin is the sin that you have committed. Your sin is the sin that you've done. Now, we remember in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. You've been there before? There, it says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. What cleanses us from sin? 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus. You know, we can say we love, but love without standards is an empty pseudo-love to say that we love God, but yet we won't have the standards of his word. He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness, we're told, is sin in 1 John 5:17. So therefore, he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Nothing is beyond the almighty power of God. Romans 5:20 says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. And where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Yes, we name sin, but we also show that God forgives when we confess, we turn to him, and repenting, and we will have the joy of God. So that's why in 1 John 1:10 it says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. That's saying, hey, that's not wrong. You're calling God a liar. You know, people have heard me say in my church, the sin of contemporary Christian music in the local church. And I'll say, well, Pastor, we don't like it, but we don't really think it's sin. Yes, it's sin. Name it. Call it what it is. And he says, you say, no, that's not sin. You're calling God a liar because he wants you to worship him in spirit and in truth, which is the worship service. The music is to worship him. It's not to please our flesh. And we make him a liar when he says it is sin and his word's not in us. You know, in my time as a pastor, and not all the pastorate is something that we enjoy doing. And sometimes sin happens because they say, well, that's just the way things happen. And, you know, it's this world the way it is. Now, we have to confront sins. We have to confront sins as homosexuality and other things as well. Adultery. We have to confront it. Guess what? I don't accept as repentant. I don't accept that as a repentant heart because God won't. When someone says something like this, well, you know, we've all done bad things. That's not taking personal responsibility for your sin and bringing it to God. Well, you too have sinned in your life. You know, when people tell me that and I confront them with something as adultery or homosexuality, and more so with the adultery, the homosexuals know it's wrong. But with the adulterer, sometimes I get, well, we've all done bad things. Well, you've done bad things. You've sinned in your life. Sometimes husbands will tell wives that, and wives will tell husbands that when they've committed these sins. But when people tell me, you've done that, I say, yeah, daily. I've sinned daily. But blaming or blame sharing is like telling God, it's not that bad. You're the one who designed to receive our nature from our parents, and Adam fell, so it's really your fault. And you know what? Saying that before God won't keep you out of hell, and it won't keep you out of lost reward. And you're still walking in darkness. So when they have come to me, I have a rule of no blame sharing for your sin. Sometimes I'll wait and don't tell them anything wrong until they come to me. Why? I hope the Holy Spirit of God convicts them. If not, walking with him in light, that is the word, regardless if they're in church all the time, if they're not walking with God in it, the Holy Spirit's not going to convict them because they have hardened themselves against them. And I say all that just to say that God doesn't accept that kind of confession. He tells Christians to leave their guilt at the altar and make things right and make it right with people. He doesn't want to hear a prayer until you do. If don't, then as many as Christians and churches have done today, you'll have to make flesh your arm. And what a shame that is. Now, where we've been in this study is to see that fellowship with God must be in light with no darkness. And each time there is darkness, it needs cleansed. It needs the light shine back on it. Not to be resaved, but just to have the feet washed, so to speak, but cleansed by the blood. Verse 5 of our text here in 1 John 4 speaks of the world being in their life, its fashion, its manner of living, its music, its speech. My stomach is turned when I read of a church saying, if you'll just come to church, we'll give you and your family, each member, a free ticket to go to the local theater of your choice. What? Oh, we think if they come and hear the word, they'll get saved. Why don't you go to their house and give them the word? You don't have to then send them into sin and the temptation of nudity and everything else. He that is of God, verse 6, listens to the word as it is presented in light of God's Holy Spirit giving us this word-for-word Bible. These are those that speak the truth and seek the truth. John 17:17, Jesus says he would sanctify us through the truth. His word is true. John 14:6, Jesus is the truth. See, so often, people think that what they're doing is not sin. Even I've had, now this sounds bad, but I've actually had people in adultery say, how could it be wrong when we love each other so much? You know what? That just makes me want to vomit. It's wrong, first of all, because you gave your word in marriage. Now it shows that your word is no good, doesn't mean anything. And a lot of those second marriages end up just the same way the first one did, on the rocks and divorce. Now, I know that upsets probably some people that are listening in. That's not my desire, is to upset you, it's to help you get right. You see, people miss the joyful news. If we confess, he forgives. Cleanses us from those sins. We don't have to any longer do those sins. Remember the woman at the well? What happened with her? She got saved talking to Jesus. What did she do? She go back to town. We're told she tells the men. Why did she tell the men? Well, five of them had been her husbands. The guy she's living with is not her husband. And we don't know how many she had relationships with in there. She goes, tells them. Come here, this man. He's told me all that I've ever did. I'm forgiven. I'm saved. And boy, she gets them out there. And I've told people, you know what? Call that person up and tell them you regret that you ever had that relationship, that it is, you're not only remorseful of it, but it makes you sick, and that you're sorry for your sin. You're sorry you did it with them, but you feel responsible for their soul. You don't want them going to hell, and that you have no pleasure. You don't maintain any pleasure or pleasurable thoughts in the relationship you had with them. And people are more down on me that have done that, to say that, than they are in making things right with God on that, and they confess to be Christians.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the Sermon Library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm.